Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're trying to get some holiday music going here, folks. That's a little slower than I want something a little peppier, Sonar. Oh, wait a minute. This is for our Jewish friends. All right. What is that, Joel?
It's a Jewish song.
I know.
It's Rock of Ages.
Is that Rock of Ages? Jewish Rock of Ages? Good for you, Sonar.
Sounds like it.
So, welcome back, folks. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I just discovered something. So this is our Christmas show. This is, for our Jewish friends, it's our Hanukkah show. And when I do my Christmas show, I always do it with my Jewish friends, because usually it's on Christmas Day. And my Jewish friends are, you know, they're not too busy that day. So
that's right.
So Joel Lababa is here. He's our good friend and 11-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. He's our top franchise expert. There it is. And so I was asking Joel if there's any Hanukkah music. You know, we got all these Christmas carols, right? Is there any Hanukkah music? He said Rock of Ages. Well, as a Christian, I've been singing Rock of Ages all my life, but we both sang a little bit of it, and we realized that they probably have different verses.
Yeah, maybe a tad different. The same tune, but a tad different.
So that was Sona, my producer there at the network. Sona, good job. Pulling that off.
Man.
So I gave me a laugh there, Joel. What do you think? So, all right, I want to talk. By the way, I need your website, Joel.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
All right, and in case I didn't say it, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and not much business today. We're talking about love and tolerance and spirituality and the holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Joel, intellectual honesty. To me, the example of intellectual honesty is where I realize that neither one of us are completely right or completely wrong. And if we accept that fact, which I believe is the truth, I believe that's a natural law. I'm not 100% right. I'm not 100% wrong, and you aren't either. If we accept that natural law, by definition, that means that there's some common ground between us, right?
That's
somewhere
right.
Between how right I am and how wrong I am, and you too, there's something in the middle there where there's bound to be some common ground, right?
Absolutely.
And if we're intellectually honest, and if I care about you, and I do, I'm going to seek that common ground instead of dwelling on why you're wrong and why I'm right. And we're missing that in America today. What do you think, Joel?
I agree. I agree 100%. I think egos get in the way, and some of the "I told you so" gets in the way, and it's just a waste of time. Life is too short for this little stuff. That's what I think. It's funny because I was watching the Rachel Maddow show last night, and she was interviewing Kellyanne Conway. And I'm thinking to myself, oh man, this could get ugly.
Talk about oil and vinegar, right?
right. Total opposites. Two really smart women,
right?
And it was great to watch. It was great to watch because
were they intellectually honest with each other?
I think so. I think for the most part they really were. Yeah, it was a really cool interview to watch.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, see that's what we need. And to me, I don't know. I just think we've got to the point where we've turned politics into more of a blood sport than it should be. I mean, if the politicians want to practice it between them, fine. But you and I, we have to do other things together, Joel, don't we? I mean, we've got other work to do. We're not our lives aren't political. We have other things to do. And you and I need to be able to deal with that, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. The politics is a big part of our world because of the 24/7 news cycle. But there are other stuff. There's a lot of other stuff we need to do, and some of it has to do with small business. Some of it just has to do with life and helping our kids.
See, one of the things that a great example of intellectual honesty would be if you picked your favorite political interests, and I picked mine, and then I had to defend yours and you had to defend mine.
Ah.
In other words, all right, so you know, we pick a politician. You know, let's say you were for Bernie, and I was for, you know, whoever, you know, on the other side, but for the next, you know, we'd have a conversation, and I'd have to take Bernie's side, you'd have to take my guy's side, and find a way and find something in there to like, find something in there of value, and if we could do that, then we can do that with our religions, with our faith life, and between Islam and Judaism and Christianity. What do you think, Joe? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's a nice approach, and I could do it easily because I'm the type of person that I want to hear both sides and want to know about both mm-hmm. sides of an argument, whether mm-hmm. it's political or not. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's a natural. That's a great idea.
Hey, Joe. Happy Hanukkah to you and yours. Merry Christmas to all your family. I hope you guys have a good one. Tell Grace we're proud of her. And come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Joe Labava, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members. We love having him on the show. He's a great American. I got to take a quick break. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.